Today we'd like to see the title of a known killed person, Deuteronomy chapter 21-22. To another word sold through MP3 or YouTube channel on there, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1, in chapter 21 verse 1, if someone is found slain, lying in a field in the land of the Lord your God is giving you to possess, and it is not known who the killer was, what does it mean in the context, and what kind of divine nature can we observe here, and how can we, the Christians, apply it to our lives? Question 2, in chapter 22, verse 1, if you see your fellow Israelites, ox or sheep straying, do not ignore it, but be sure to take it back to its owner. What did God want from Israelites, and how can we apply it to our life? Question 3, chapter 22, verse 9. Do not plant two kinds of seed in your vineyard. If you do, not only the crops you plant, but also the fruit of the vineyard will be defiled. What did God want from Israelites, and how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 19-20, when you besiege a city for a long time while making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy the trees by wielding an axe against them. If you can eat of them, do not cut them down to use the city, for the tree of the field is a man's food. Only the trees which you know are not trees for food you may destroy and cut down to build such works against the city that makes war with you until it is subdued. God told the Israelites, the conqueror, to besiege a city for a long time. Don't cut down fruit trees, because you may eat the fruit for food, but cut down only fruitless tree and use it with weapons for the war until the city conquered. Chapter 21, verses 1-9, a known killed person, the atonement. Reparation for wrong, which was the heifer was killed as a substitute for the killed person. Verse 1, if someone is found slain lying in a field in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess, and it is not known who the killer was. God gave the law through Moses to his people in the Old Testament time. It has been fulfilled through Jesus Christ, who is of substance. Our Lord, whose nature is reasonable, wants to receive the reasonable service from his people. So it may be interpreted reasonably through Jesus Christ. That's a question one answer. Verse 2, your elders and judges shall go out and measure the distance from the body of the neighboring towns. Then the elders of the town nearest the body shall take a heifer that has never been worked and has never worn a yoke, and lead it down to a valley that has not been plowed or planted, and where there is a flowing stream. There in the valley they are to break the heifer's neck. The Levitical priest shall step forward, for the Lord your God has chosen them to minister and to pronounce blessings in the name of the Lord and to decide all cases of dispute and assault. Then all the elders of the town nearest the body shall wash their hands of the half whose neck was broken in the valley, that they shall declare, "Our hands did not shed this blood, nor did our eyes see it done. Accept this atonement for your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, Lord, and do not hold your people guilty of the blood of an innocent person. Then the bloodshed will be atoned for. You will have purchased from your service the guilt of shedding innocent blood, since you have done what is right in the eyes of the Lord." Simply atoned for a known killed person with half-ish bloodshed. So that's a simple God's commandment in the Old Testament time. Verse 10 to 14. When you go to war against your enemies and the Lord your God delivered them into your hands, and you take captives, if you notice among captives a beautiful woman and are attracted to her, you may take her as your wife, bring her into your home, and have her shave her hair, trim her nails, and put aside the clothes she was wearing when captured, after she had lived in your house and mourned her father and mother for a full month. Then you may go to her and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. If you are not pleased with her, let her go wherever she wishes. You must not sell her or treat her as a slave, since you have dishonored her. A captive woman from a war, let her weep for her parents for 1 month. Make her your wife. Thereafter, if you don't like her, make her a free woman, not a slave. Verse 15. Up to 17. If a man has two wives, then he loves one but not the other, and both bear him sons. But the firstborn is the son of the wife he does not love. When he wills his property to his sons, he must not give the right of the firstborn to the son of the wife he loves in preference to his actual firstborn. The son of the wife he does not love, he must acknowledge the son of his unloved wife as the firstborn by giving him a double share of all he has. That son is the first sign of his father's strength. The right of the firstborn belongs to him. A polygamist, actually firstborn son, had the right of the firstborn, regardless of your love more for a wife. God intended a man to live with a woman on creation, but humans practiced polygamy. Verse 18:24. If someone has a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey his father and mother and will not listen to them when they discipline him, his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders at the gates of his town. They shall say to the elders, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Then all the men of his town are to stone him to death. You must purge the evil from among you. All Israel will hear of it and be afraid. A stubborn and rebellious son was subject to death penalty. it violated the fifth commandment, honor your parents. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, 22-23. If someone guilty of a capital offense is put to death and their body exposed on a pole, you must not leave the body hanging on the people overnight. Be sure to bury it that same day, because anyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse. You must not desecrate the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. Hang the body. It must not be left on the pole overnight. To hang the person on a pole is under God's curse. Jesus Christ redeemed us by bearing the curse of the Lord due to our sin on the cross. Hang Jesus on a pole. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, talking about that. Chapter 22, verses 1 to 4. If you see your fellow Israelite ox or sheep straying, do not ignore it, but be sure to take it back to its owner. If they do not live near you, or if you do not know who owns it, take it home with you and keep it until they come looking for it. Then give it back. Do the same if you find your donkey or cloak or anything else they have lost. Do not ignore it. If you see your fellow Israelites, donkey or ox fallen on the road, do not ignore it. Help the owner get it to its feet. Lost the hurting thing, a finder should take a good cost of it until a true owner comes. It might be ox, sheep, donkey, cloak, or others. It is subject to the second greatest commandment to love your neighbor as yourself. Here, neighbor is personal property. Today, you should take over it reasonably, but if you do it negligently, you'll be liable for your wrong. Verse 5, a woman must not wear man's clothing, nor a man wear woman's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does this. A woman wears a woman's clothing while a man wears a man's clothing, because our God is not the author of confusion or the author of disorder, but of peace on the creation of a man and a woman. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. Our God is not the author of confusion. 6-7. If you come across a bird's nest beside the road, or either in a tree on the ground, the mother is sitting on the young or on the eggs. Do not take the mother with the young. You may take the young, but be sure to let mothers go so that it may go well with you. You may have a long life. Kill the wild animals, take the young, not the mother. God wants the very good creatures' wolves to be kept, to be preserved. That is Genesis chapter 1:31, is God said, very good old creature. Verse 8. When you build a new house, make a parapet around your roof so that you may not bring the guilt of bloodshed on your house if someone falls from the roof. A parapet attached to the roof, your house, basic flat roof for safety purpose. Bloodshed if someone falls from the roof. verse 9 to 11, do not plant two kinds of seed in your vineyard if you do. Not only the crops you plant, but also the fruit of vineyard, they will be defiled. Do not plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together. Do not wear clothes of wool and linen woven together. Make tassels on the four corners of the cloak of your wear. That's 12. Verse 9, question 3. Planting the two kinds of seed in your vineyard causes the mutual interference between crops and the fruit of the vineyard. Verse 10, make a tassel. That is an equal yoke. Verse 10, do not plow an ox or a donkey yoke together, an equal yoke between a tall ox and a short donkey would not work well, balance equally. Verse 11, do not wear is the mixing of wool linen together creates an electrostatic phenomena irritating you. So that one. 12, tassels on the four corners of the cloak were required to remind of God. For example, both of Jesus' garments. So that is they're required in the Old Testament time. 13 up 30, sexual morality to marriage. If a man takes a wife and after sleeping with her, dislikes her and slanders her, gives her his bad name, saying, I married this woman, but when I approached her, I didn't find the fruit of her virginity. Then the young woman's father and mother shall bring to the town elders at the gate proof she was a virgin. Her father would say to the elder, I gave my daughter in marriage to this man, but he dislikes her. Now he has slandered her and said, I did not find your daughter to be a virgin. But here is the proof of my daughter's virginity. Then her parents shall display cloth before the elders of the town, and the elders shall take the man and punish him. They shall find him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the young father's young woman's father, because this man has given an Israelite virgin a bad name. She shall continue to be his wife. He must not divorce her as long as he lives. If, however, the charge is true and no proof of the young woman's virginity can be found, she shall be brought to the door of her father's house, and there the men of her town shall stone her to death. She has done an outrageous thing in Israel by being promiscuous while still in her father's house. You must purge the evil from among you. A husband raised his wife's virginity issue. Upon proof of her virginity, he paid 100 shekels of silver to her father and kept her as her wife, his wife. Otherwise, she was subject to death penalty to Verse 22. If a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, both the man who slept with her, the man must die. You must purge the evil from Israel. Another man's sexual relationship with her married woman, both were subject to death penalty. That is the seventh commandment against adultery. Verse 23-25. A man happened to meet in a town a virgin pledged to be married, and he sleeps with her. You shall take both of them to the gate of the town, stone them to death. The young woman, because she was in town, did not scream for help. The man, because he violated another man's wife, you must purge the evil from among you. a betrothed woman or fiancé sexual relationship with another man, both were subject to death penalty. 25:27. But if out in the country a man happens to meet a young woman pledged to be married and rapes her, only the man who has done this shall die. Do nothing to the woman. She has committed no sin deserving death. This case is like that of someone who attacks and murders a neighbor. For the man found the young woman out in the country, although the betrothed woman screamed, there was no one to rescue her. A raper to a fiancé, only the raper was subject to death penalty. She was a victim, innocent victim. 28:29. If a man happened to meet a virgin who is not pledged to be married and rapes her and they are discovered, he shall pay her father 50 shekels of silver. He must marry the young woman, for he has violated her. He can never divorce her as long as he lives. Mutual sexual relationship between man and woman. The man was subject to 50 shekels of a silver penalty to her father and to marriage with her. 30. A man is not to marry his father's wife. He must not dishonor his father's bed. A man's sexual relationship with his father's wife. Incest is prohibited. For example, Reuben's with Jacob's first wife. Genesis 49:4. So that's a close reference. So we covered all three questions. Let's sing together Martin's song, Keep on Prayers, Southern California from Florida. Also Keep on Prayers, the mission area, particularly Israel, Widows, Mexico. And the book, you know, continue to pray for them in a particular certain community. Nearly near is the keeping purity.